Good morning. If you'll turn in your pew Bible, you'll find the reading, Exodus 24, 12 to 18, on page 68. In the large print Bible, you'll find it on page 87. Exodus 24, 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he said, "Wait here for us. When we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you, whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain, in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And now if you'll join me in Psalms 99, a responsive reading, it's found on page 819 in the hymnal. If you'll join with me. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. The Lord sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion and exalted over all the people. Let them praise your great and wondrous name. Holy is the Lord. Mighty ruler, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at the Lord's footstool. Holy is the Lord. Moses and Aaron were among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name. They cried to the Lord, who answered them, who spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept God's testimonies and the statutes God gave them. O Lord, our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God, and worship at his holy mountain. Surely the Lord our God is holy.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. It can be found on page 222 in the Pew Bible and on page 287 in the large print edition. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now today to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And that section is Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. You can find it starting at the bottom of page 17 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible. Or if you're reading the large print edition, it's on page 22 of the New Testament. As I mentioned, the image on the cover of your bulletin is this story. See if you could identify the personages there. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The transfiguration of Jesus. You know, when you think about this, it turns out that this story has a lot of common symbolism and common themes coming from the Hebrew Bible and moving forward into the New Testament. Here in this story from Matthew, God's symbolism and God's nature becomes Jesus' reality. In many respects, that's the whole story of Lent, how God's nature became Jesus' reality and how then Jesus' reality can and should become our reality. Well, we will talk a lot about this over the next 6 Sundays of Lent. So for today, let us concentrate on the lectionary readings for this Sunday. All 4 of today's readings include these important elements: God's holy mountain, that amazing cloud, and God speaking truth to God's people. In Exodus, we heard about God's call to Moses to come up onto the holy mountain to receive the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which God had written for the people's instruction. God chose Moses to bear this divine covenant and deliver it to the chosen people. That cloud covered the mountaintop and God's glory shone all around. In the symbolism of the Bible, God often came and spoke from that cloud, representing the hiddenness and the mystery and the majesty of God Almighty. Now, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up onto the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, I hope that you'll remember that for the past several weeks, we have been talking about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and the bold statement that Jesus made to his followers when he said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Well, Jesus' life and teachings and works were all about fulfilling the prophecy from the Hebrew Bible and helping his followers to see that he was indeed the Messiah sent by God. And that's what we get in this story of the Transfiguration. Just like Moses, Jesus goes up onto the holy mountain of God. In the Exodus story, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. In this story from Matthew, attested to directly by Peter as an eyewitness, God's glory shines directly from Jesus himself. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And if you look at that image on the bulletin, on the left is Moses, on the right is Elijah. And the guy in the morning in the middle there is that shining Christ himself. Well, you remember how Jesus said that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets? Well, as you may well understand, Moses represents the law, the Ten Commandments. And Elijah was one of the most important prophets. That's why they appear to converse with the transfigured Jesus and thus fulfill Jesus' own claims as Son of God. Once again, as in the case of Moses, we see that cloud. Suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Does that sound familiar to you? Well, it ought to. Think back to January 12th of this year when you heard these words from Matthew. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Almost the same exact words, but this time with Peter and James and John within earshot, God was especially clear and direct. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. Let me share with you one more important common element of symbolism. At the end of the Exodus story, we read this. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. As you may well remember, the Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years. Right after he was baptized, Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness being tempted by the devil. We'll read that story next Sunday. We are fast approaching Lent, a holy season of 40 days, not counting Sundays, which begins on Ash Wednesday, just 3 days from now, and ends on Holy Saturday, just before Easter Sunday. From today's Matthew reading, as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about this vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." That would be Easter, the glorious conclusion of Lent. Well, obviously, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus has a lot of common symbolism and common themes coming from the Hebrew Bible and moving forward into the New Testament. This story of Lent is the story of how God's nature became Jesus' reality, and then how Jesus' reality can and should become our reality. From the Board of Discipleship website, we have this description. Lent comes from the Anglo-Saxon word lenten, which means spring. The 40 days represents the time Jesus spent in the wilderness, enduring the temptation of Satan and preparing to begin his ministry. Lent is a time of repentance, fasting, and preparation for the coming of Easter. It is a time of self-examination and reflection. In the early church, Lent was a time to prepare new converts for baptism. Today, Christians focus on their relationship with God, often choosing to give up something or to volunteer and give of themselves for others. Sundays in Lent are not counted in the 40 days because each Sunday represents a mini Easter. And the reverent spirit of Lent is tempered with joyful anticipation of the resurrection. But my sisters and brothers, before we get to the resurrection, however, we must experience the torture and crucifixion and death of our Lord. Before Holy Week and Easter, we must walk with Jesus through these 40 days of Lent. These 40 days and 40 nights of temptation, repentance, fasting, self-examination, prayer, Bible study, and reflection. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As difficult as the season of Lent can be, we need to face it together as the body of Christ. And each of us needs to face it alone as a single disciple of Jesus wandering in that spiritual wilderness. This journey is difficult, and it is absolutely necessary for your relationship with Christ. I ask you, please, to make the time to join us this coming Wednesday on Ash Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the evening. This is the beginning of our collective Lenten journey and a time when we will together face our individual mortality with the imposition of ashes on your forehead in the sign of the cross. And I also invite each of you personally to join us in our Bible study every Thursday night at 7 o'clock when we will wrestle together with the temptation, the repentance, the fasting, and self-examination of Lent. My brothers and sisters, let me ask you now to close your eyes and to be in an attitude of prayer. Suddenly, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." My friends, as we approach Lent, it is appropriate that you may well experience some fear. There is a long and difficult journey ahead for you if you take it seriously. But please know this, Jesus is walking with you every step of the way. Get up and do not be afraid. Your Lenten journey is about to begin. Amen.